Blackstone Audio presents Mind Swap by Robert Sheckley. Chapter 1. Marvin Flynn read the following advertisement in the classified section of the Stanhope Gazette. Gentleman from Mars, age 43, quiet, studious, cultured, wishes to exchange bodies with similarly inclined Earth gentlemen. August 1st through September 1st. References exchanged. Brokers protected. This commonplace announcement was enough to set Flynn's pulse racing. To swap bodies with a Martian. It was an exciting idea, but also a repellent one. After all, no one would want some sand-grubbing old Martian inside his head, moving his arms and legs, looking out of his eyes and listening with his ears. But in return for this unpleasantness, he, Marvin Flynn, would be able to see Mars. And he would be able to see it as it should be seen, through the senses of a native. As some wished to collect paintings, others books, others women, so Marvin Flynn wanted to acquire the substance of them all through travel. But this, his ruling passion, was sadly unfulfilled. He had been born and raised in Stanhope, New York. Physically, his town was some 300 miles from New York City. But spiritually and emotionally, the two cities were about 100 years apart. Stanhope was a pleasing rural community situated in the foothills of the Adirondacks, garlanded with orchards and dotted with clusters of brown cows against rolling green pastureland. Invincibly bucolic, Stanhope clung to antique ways. Amiably, but with a hint of pugnacity, the town kept its distance from the flint-hearted megalopolis to the south. The IRT 7th Avenue subway had burrowed upstate as far as Kingston, but no farther. Gigantic freeways twisted their concrete tentacles over the countryside, but could not take over Stanhope's elm-lined Main Street. Other communities maintained a blast pit.